This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning home after a one-day summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Before leaving Russia, Kim said the candid and meaningful talks were about promoting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Prior to the summit, Andrei Lankov, a North Korean expert at Seoul's Kukmin University, said he didn't believe the talks would move North Korea to denuclearize.
Probably they will officially tell President Putin that they would like to surrender nukes, but only if Americans make massive concessions. And it's probably not true, because denuclearization is not going to happen. No matter what, North Koreans will never surrender nuclear weapons.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is running for president. He made the announcement early today in a video message.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
AP Sagar Magani reports Joe Biden instantly becomes the front runner in a crowded Democratic field.
Biden's one of the most recognizable names in politics, the most experienced candidate in this field, and at 76, its second oldest. He'll face questions about whether his age and more moderate record are out of touch with a Democratic Party featuring younger and more liberal contenders.
That's AP's Sagar Magani. Tropical Cyclone Kenneth, a powerful storm brewing in the Indian Ocean, is expected to strengthen as it heads towards the East African coast near the border between Mozambique and Tanzania. This is VOA News. The United States and China are striking a positive tone ahead of next week's talks in Beijing aimed at ending a trade war as both countries work toward a trade deal. Washington and Beijing have held several rounds of talks this year to resolve a trade war that began last year when Trump imposed punitive tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports, hoping to compel Beijing to change its trading practices. China retaliated with its own tariff increases on U.S. exports. Next week, two senior American officials travel to Beijing to resume trade negotiations, and the following week, a Chinese delegation comes to Washington for additional talks. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to proactively take his case to the Supreme Court if the House of Representatives considers impeaching him. Since the redacted Robert Mueller report's release, Democrats who control the House have been debating whether to commence impeachment proceedings against the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging caution, although some members of her party worry Democrats will pay a political cost with liberal voters if they do not begin impeachment. Special Counsel Mueller's report concluded that Russia engaged in sweeping and systemic interference in the 2016 U.S. election to help Donald Trump become president. But a new account says the issue is still too sensitive to discuss in front of Trump as it relates to what Moscow might do when he runs for re-election in 2020. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took it on herself to formulate cyber and election security strategy after being advised to avoid the topic in meetings with President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The guidance came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who wanted to keep White House meetings concentrated on the president's top political agenda, border security. But Nielsen convened classified meetings on cyber and election security with agency heads. And there were cross-government strategy sessions with FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations says more Afghan civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. In a report, the U.N. says in the first 3 months of 2019, pro-government forces caused 305 deaths and 303 injuries among civilians, while insurgent groups killed 227 civilians and injured 736. Women and children made up half of the civilian casualties from all aerial operations. But overall, it was the least deadly first quarter since 2013. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.